This is something we're going to see as a church. It's just a little tweak from what our vision is. Vision has to do with what you see or what you perceive. At times you may see very clearly. At times you may see not very clearly. At times you may see and think that what you see is all about what you see. But there's always more. Please tell somebody there's always more. There's always more to see. Amen. So I want us to repeat this after me. We just concluded a 12-day retreat. We spent the last 12 days of the year, last 12 days of 2018, receiving a brand new blueprint for this year. And it's part of what I'll be sharing with us today. But let's start with a vision. We have a brand new vision for us as a church. So I just want us to repeat this after me. Our vision, please just say our vision. Please, can you display that? No, don't repeat. Can you display that? Who's there? All right. Okay. Something has changed. And let's see who's going to spot what has changed. All right. Say our vision. Is to see people from all nations discipled into the unity of the faith and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our vision in Love Assembly is to see people from all nations discipled into the unity of the faith and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our vision in Love Assembly is to see people from all nations in the unity of the faith. And I've missed out. Okay, that means somebody was listening. Our vision in Love Assembly is to see people from all nations discipled into the unity of the faith and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please tell somebody that is me and that is you. Amen. Please tell that person again, I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop seeing me the way you saw me last year. This year, you are seeing a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What has changed? We're disciples. Jesus' last command he gave was to go into the nations and teach all nations, teach people from all nations, teach boys, girls, men, women, teach everyone. That word teach, we see Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, if you're reading from the King James Version, means to go out and make disciples from all nations, of people from all nations. So we want that mindset to be set in us throughout this year. We come in here to be discipled, to make disciples, and when we have new people joining us, we are welcoming in new disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will continually this year give ourselves to two things: prayer and the ministry of the Word of God. Those are two primary things we want to keep clearly as our focus: prayer and the ministry of the Word. When we pray, we talk to God, God talks to us, and then we can minister to one another and to others what God has said to us. So the ministry of prayer and the Word. So that is very, very key. And that is why we can relate to something that Zara read to us from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. When we spend the last 12 days of every year, what we simply do is to receive God's plan for the next year. Now, I want to really, really feel for many of us who couldn't be part of the retreat. The last 12 days of every year is always a tough time. I really feel and I sympathize with everybody. It's not easy when everybody's feasting for you to come and be fasting. It's not easy to come and be waiting before the Lord when it's Christmas time, when everybody's rollicking and frolicking and eating cucumber and cakes and mince pies and every pie in the book. Right? It's not very easy. Not very easy. It's just a simple leading we've received as a church for many years. In fact, that's something that's kept us going year in, year out. So I really feel for everybody who couldn't make it. And I really also rejoice with everybody who could make it. And I really want to give all the glory and praise and thanks to God who has given us another blueprint for this year. We received a clear word which formed the theme of the retreat, and it was threefold. The theme for the retreat was, for those who were there, what was it? Thanksgiving. Can you bring that banner up again, the one we use for the retreat? It was what? What's the theme for the retreat? Thanksgiving, fruitfulness, and multiplication. Please, let's repeat that two more times. Thanksgiving, fruitfulness, and multiplication. Please repeat it until they bring it up on the screen. Thanksgiving, fruitfulness, and multiplication. All right, one more time now. Thanksgiving, fruitfulness, and multiplication. And all through the retreat period, we were given scriptures to meditate on that God was bringing clarity to. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 was the first day. And Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, just like Zara read to us, was the beginning. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, that Genesis can capture what the beginning of every new year looks like. This year, to some of us, or most of us, or every one of us, even if God has showed you the end from the beginning, right now, the experience everybody has is we don't know what is to come. There is still some form of emptiness, void. It's still dark because today is the 6th of January. You don't know what's going to happen in the next few hours. You don't know whether it's going to be a Brexit or a Brexout or Brexit nowhere. You don't know nothing. So it's still a little bit formless. It's not clear. But guess what? God is not dead. The Spirit of God is still hovering. The Spirit of God is still here. And the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of God has not departed the earth. God is still with us. That's why he sent Jesus. And Jesus was called Emmanuel, God with us. And when Jesus finished his own ministry, he left. He said, I will send you another comforter who will be with you, who will show you things to come, who will teach you, who will guide you. The comforter is called the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is here. But we are not clear about what the year holds until God begins to speak in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, if you read the whole Genesis chapter 1, you will see that God was not in a hurry. God could have created everything in one day, but God chose 6 days. And mind you, those 6 days were not 24-hour days, chronological days. The Bible says one day with the Lord is like 1,000. So imagine It took God 6,000 years. That's how patient and long-suffering can be, that God can be with us. God is never in a hurry. God is always on time. And like we learned during the retreat, when God appears, no matter how late it is, that is the time. That is the God that we serve. So please relax. Calm down. God is dealing with you little by little. You may not see the totality of what your expectation was for 2018. But you've come into 2019. It's a new year and God is still doing a good work on you. Please tell somebody God has not finished. Don't be tired now and don't give up. Because some of us are tired. Some of us are disappointed. 2018, we gave us a word, fruitfulness. All you saw was fruitlessness when you want to go about it physically. But you have to understand God's process. I'm not in a hurry. I will explain the process of fruitfulness to us. But understand, when God says fruitfulness, you don't start seeing fruit immediately. John chapter 15 gives us an idea of what God does. Any branch in me that bears fruit, he says he will prune. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, he will cut off, so that the one that he prunes will bring forth much fruit. Fruitfulness happens after first a cutting and a pruning. So some of us went through, or are still going through, God's cutting and God's pruning. It doesn't mean you're not fruitful. Please lift up your hands today and thank God that you are going through the process of fruitfulness, and thank him that you are fruitful. I know that you are fruitful. The word of God says you are fruitful. So don't even imagine that you are not. Don't believe that lie. You only went through a process, and you are going through the process. There was cutting. There was pruning. Father, thank you for what you are doing in my life. Thank you for what you are doing in your church. Thank you because you will build your church. The gates of hell will not prevail. Thank you because we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Thank you because you are building us for your glory, and we are fruitful people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The process of fruitfulness is painful. When there's a cutting, there's pain involved. When there's a pruning, there's pain involved. But let's leave that until we unpack that later. We received a clear word for January. And January 2019, we received the word which we will run with throughout this month. We are going through a Genesis season. We're going to through a beginning, a creation. And God handed us a word. And the theme for January is keys for breakthrough. Somebody say keys for breakthrough. Now, I think I dropped my keys there. At times, it's good to make some analogies. By the way, I need 12 disciples. And these 12 disciples today are going to be children. I saw 12 children who are my 12 disciples. Where are those children? Please come out in the name of Jesus. 12 children. 12 disciples. Disciple Andrew. Yes, 12 disciples. Look at them. Just look at them. Keep counting. 12 disciples. Now I'm having a multitude. I'm having a multitude now. Yeah, 12 disciples. Keep coming, children. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. We're going to learn from these children today. Today is a family service. Please celebrate all these, my disciples. Okay. Right. I've got a bunch of keys here. Keys for breakthrough. Okay, you know what? Can all of you try to get onto this carpeted area, the rugged area, and all of you sit down? Because that's what Jesus told the disciples, everybody following him to do. Yeah, please sit down. Sit down. Yeah, just make sure you are sitting on the rug. Thank you. God bless these children. We're going to learn from them today. If it's adults, I said, should come out. Adults will be reluctant. Number one, you won't even come out. We'll have to say, you, come, you, you. And then if it's adults, we said, sit down on this rock. You say, how can I sit down? This is embarrassing. Right? Jesus said, except you become as little children. On the rock, on the rock. No, sit on the rock. There's spaces all over here. Don't sit on the floor. On the rock, fellow me. Come on, there. Yeah? Make sure you're sitting on the rock. Yeah? Glory be to God. Suffer little children, come to me. Jesus said, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Right? Adults won't do that. They won't. We won't. I'm an adult. I'm only learning to be a little child. And stop questioning things. Right? I can question for understanding, but not question for strife. You know, there's a difference between asking questions and questioning things. Why should we pay tithe? That's questioning. I'd like to understand why tithing. That's a question. All right, let's talk about keys. Keys for breakthrough. That's the word we received for January. And these are the keys. I have a bunch of keys here. Now, each of these keys represent something different. Do you agree? They all unlock different things. But the reality about keys is that a key is useless in my hand if I don't use it. Think about it. I've got all these keys. They open different things. This is the key to my car. This is the key to the post box. This is the key to the back door of the church. This is the key to the padlock, the big padlock at the back of the church. This is the key to my house, the door. And this is the key to the lock. This is another key. I don't know what it is for. Well, it's okay. It's a key. A key is useless until it is used. And guess what? If you use a wrong key and put it in a particular keyhole, it's also useless. So what it means is that I need the right key for the right keyhole. Because a key will only work if it is put in the right keyhole that is meant for the key. There is a major key that I want to share with us today. And this is the word we're receiving for today. Is the key of thanksgiving for fruitfulness and multiplication. A key that will unlock fruitfulness to you and I and multiplication to us. Now, if you come with me, and we will start from where we stopped at the last message we received during the watch night service. It was a story of Jesus who had multitudes, crowds following him. All these are the crowds. See, just imagine these children are the crowds following Jesus. And they had been with Jesus for 3 days. They were there. And Jesus suddenly realized that if they should be let go, if he should let go of them, there was no way they will get to their destinations without fainting because they had not eaten. They were with Jesus. And simply, Jesus was trying to find a solution. The solution Jesus tried to figure out was how to feed the whole multitude. And Jesus asked them a simple question, that how many loaves of bread do you have? Please, Noah, where's my loaves of bread? Can you roll it in? Get ready for some drama today. We'll start from where we stopped at the word night service. So then they brought to Jesus 7 loaves of bread and a few fishes. So they brought the 7 loaves There were no trolleys then. So they brought the 7 loaves. You can leave them here. So just power of imagination again. Please just count with me. One. On. At least he didn't. At least he didn't eat it. Okay. All right. Let's count.
One.
On. Two. Do. Trois. Quatre.
Quatre.
Cent.
Six.
Six. Sept. Okay. Sorry, you don't speak French. But whatever language you speak, those are 7 loaves, and then the Bible said a few fishes. Noah, can you break? Just break. Bring some few fishes for me. Okay. Just imagine. So those are 7 loaves and 2 fish. Now, Jesus was going to solve this problem. It was a big problem. Because the people who were there were over 4,000 men, besides women and children. Now, showing us that there are only 7 loaves for such a multitude is simply like magnifying the problem to really let us see how hopeless the situation really is. 7 loaves. Thank you for the fish, brother. Sorry, son. To magnify, to really let us see how difficult the problem is. Some of us are in such a state. The problem confronting you right now is so big. And when you look at what you have, it's not enough to solve the problem. It's insufficient. It's so little, so insignificant. And Jesus was going to solve this problem, and they brought a little solution, insignificant, insufficient solution to the big problem. One of the things we learned was that when there's a big problem, look for a little solution. The solution is always little. For every big Goliath, the solution to the Goliath is a little David. So, can I tell you something from the Word of God and God's principle? Right? When you have a big problem or a big challenge, always know one thing, the solution is very little. It's so little that you might miss it. And the solution is always in what you have, already in your hands. Not in something you wish you have. Like some people will say, if only I had £1 million, I will feed my whole community. Jesus did not have 1 million bread. He fed over, let's just approximate, for every man there was a woman, that's 8,000. For every woman there was a child. We're just approximating. That's another 4,000. So we had about 12,000 people in that place. 7 loaves and a few fish. What was Jesus' solution? The first thing we see there is he told all of them to sit down. That's the last thing you want to do when you are in a problem. You're agitated. You want solution. You want action. But he's saying, be still. There's a scripture in the book of Psalms, be still and know that I'm God. It is in the stillness that we usually find God. God is not in the earthquake. God is not in the thunderstorms, but in the little, still voice. And that's the voice you're hearing today. For your big challenge or whatever will confront you in 2019, the solution is a little solution. Tell all of them to sit down. And then he now did something. Okay? The Bible said he took the bread. Now, if we go to the Mark chapter 8 version account of how he solved this, the key of thanksgiving for fruitfulness and multiplication is what we're talking about today. It's a key God has handed over to every one of us. Please Make no mistake to think that you don't have what it takes to be fruitful this year or to multiply. Because God has blessed every one of us, every mankind, humankind, womankind, boykind, girlkind. He's blessed you and empowered you to be fruitful and to multiply. In Mark chapter 8, from verse 6, Jesus commanded the people to sit on the ground. Sit on the ground. Listen, sitting on the ground at times can be degrading. Sitting on the ground at times can actually be counter to what we think most times. How can we sit on the ground when there's a problem? Mind you, you only need to see the kind of people these people were, because some of them was very sick. They had just been healed. If you read the story in context, they were healed. They were just healed. Are you getting me? I don't know, some of us, if you've ever been very ill before, and then you get healed, let me watch my pronunciation now. What's that English they call it? Phonetics, is it phonetics? There's this English we did in school. You did the normal English language, and then you did one that's got to do with you. Is it phonetics? Sorry? Multitude are speaking. Phonics? Phonics? You do phonics? Phonics? What's phonics about?
Letters like ing.
The one that's got to do with how to pronounce words. Because I'm using the word ill, I-L-L, and then heal, H-E-A-L. So please understand my phonetics. All right? So how do I pronounce I-L-L? Ill. Okay. Some of them were ill, and they had just been healed. Picture some time in your life when you were ill, and now you are healed. One of the things I found out when I get healed is that I'm hungry. Appetite comes, and it's always a voracious appetite. These were the people also in that multitude. Talk less of able-bodied men and women and boys and girls who can eat. Come on. They were hungry. Tell them to sit down. They sat down. And then what did Jesus do? The Bible says he took the 7 loaves. These are the 7 loaves. The next thing we see, I'm reading Mark chapter 8, verse 6, and gave thanks. So he took it and gave thanks. He didn't drop it. Don't worry. Just bring it. That's a very good illustration of the next thing I want to say. Okay? The next thing was he broke. So this the loaves here just knew what was going to happen to them next. That's why they fell. He broke them. All right. I need 12 of you now. One. Yeah. The first 12 to stand up. All right. Don't worry. Don't worry. Not in any particular preference. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The way you're looking, you want me to pick you. 12. The rest of you, Jesus commands you to... Oh, I need 2 more. Yeah. 11. 12. The rest of you, Jesus commands you to sit down. Okay? And then the rest of you sit down. Okay? Jesus now broke the bread. Excuse me. There were whole bread. He broke what was whole. Now, the word used there to break actually literally means he shattered. You know when something shatters, it goes into tiny bits, shreds. He shredded. He broke. As I break this bread, please don't forget the disciples on the ground, the multitude on the ground, the multitude there. As I break, please, I need someone to ask Jesus now. Who looks like Jesus here? With your headgear, you really look like Jesus. Yeah. Who will be Jesus? Who wants to be Jesus? Who doesn't want to be Jesus? All right, you are Jesus. Come here, Jesus. Come here, Jesus. Yeah. All right, this is what you are going to do. Okay? You are going to be breaking this bread, giving them, and they're going to run and give as many people as possible. So this is Jesus. Okay? Now, Jesus is breaking the bread. All right? Start breaking. Take. Break. Just break it. Give it to them. Break, 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 break. Keep breaking. Take. Go and give it to people. Give it to them. They are hungry. Quick. We don't have time. No. You took whole bread. Wait for Jesus. Don't forget the disciples here. Quick. Jesus, break it quickly. Jesus, you are wasting time. Is that not the way some of us are? Jesus, you are wasting time. Okay? Please go on. Don't give people twice. Break. Jesus, hurry up. You forgot the disciples on the ground. Break. Yeah. Come back. These disciples are too slow. Shattered. Broke. Yeah, just shatter it into their hands. Jesus, you shatter it like that, okay? So just distribute it. Shatter it. Don't give them one after the other. Give them bits like that. No. So go and give it to people. Make sure everybody in the congregation gets. Shatter it into their hands. Shatter. Okay? Shatter it, Jesus. Do you all have bread? Have they given you? Yeah. Who hasn't gotten yet? Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, shatter it. Make sure everybody gets. Shatter. That's it. Any more? Please raise up your hand if you haven't received. Please don't be left out. We're not joking here. We're not joking. Yeah. Okay. Please, if you have not received bread, you've not received. Oh, they've not received here. Please, shatter. Make sure it's a beat you got. Hey, put the bread in their hands. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, disciples. All right, come back. Come back. You've done a great job. Please appreciate these disciples. Who hasn't gotten? Nobody left out. Is anyone in the room behind you? Okay, so everybody has a piece. Oh, you're already bringing the fragments back. Okay. Yeah, please, let's. Okay, so thank you. All right, thank you, disciples. Yeah, thank you. Now, the Bible says in verse 8, everybody, somebody didn't get. Who's that? You left the crowd at the back. Yeah, come on. No, not all of you. Oh, these are real disciples. No, how many of you will give? All right, just sit down. Wow. Well, that disciple is eating. You are meant to distribute. Wow, talk about a disciple looking after themselves first. Yeah. No, he said gather up all the fragments. Yeah. Okay. All right, you can go back. Some very good disciples. Please, she didn't get? Did the baby get too? Okay, thank you. Somebody's inside where? Okay. It's only those who sat down that got. Yeah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. When Jesus asks, please tell someone, when Jesus tells you to sit down, please sit down because the bread is coming. Right. Now, that was a picture of what 12 disciples working with Jesus did. They distributed the broken pieces to everyone he commanded to sit down. And the Bible says in verse 8, and they all ate and were filled. They were filled. Everyone got a broken, listen, a broken bit of the bread. And they all ate and were satisfied. Now, I was asking the Lord, this looks like magic. How did you do magic? How come that fed everybody? Now, listen to this simple understanding and analogy. When God was creating the earth in Genesis chapter 1 up to verse 28 and 31, was God doing everything whole at a go? I mean, he created the whole earth in one day. He created it bit by bit. Bit by bit. Now, let's go back to the giving of thanks. Because then we will understand what I try to explain to us. It's a Greek word called eulogeo. Somebody say eulogeo. Please say it again.
Eulogeo.
Say it again.
Eulogeo.
Say it again.
Eulogeo.
Because I don't want you to forget. If you don't remember anything in this service, just remember
eulogeo.
Please shout it out loud.
Eulogeo.
Now, what does that mean? Jesus took the insufficient bread, loaves, fishes. Jesus looked at the big, massive problem. And Jesus simply did something. It's called eulogeo upon that bread. And what does that mean? Listen. I don't want to miss it, so let me read it from here. When you look at verse 7, the Bible says they had few fishes, small fishes. He blessed, and he also commanded. So he did the same thing to the fish that he did to the bread. There's a key that God is handing over to us this year, and I pray we don't misuse that key or we recognize that key. The miracle of multiplication begins with thanksgiving. This is one miracle, notable miracle, that Jesus did twice in the Bible. Twice. Twice. Jesus did many miracles, but this particular one was done twice and in the same way. The first one, let me show you to let you know, because I used to be confused many years until I actually saw that there was the time he multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There was another time he multiplied 7 loaves and a little few fishes. Let me show you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 10. So that you will see that there were 2 times these miracles happened. Matthew 16. Matthew. Did I say Matthew? Yeah. Verse 10. All right. Let's read from verse 11. I mean 9. Jesus was explaining something to them here. He said, don't you understand? Please give us. Okay, that's the New King James Version. Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? And verse 10. Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000. And how many large baskets you took up. Two miracles, significant miracles, twice. Jesus was demonstrating a key. Because both of this multiplication happened after he gave thanks. A key Jesus is handing over to you and I for your breakthrough this year is to learn to eulogio whatever little you have. What does eulogio mean? Please, I don't want to step on my disciples. Can you please move a little bit back? Yeah. Just move a little bit back. Okay, I will move forward. Please take that little you have in your hand and I will show us what it means. I hope you've not eaten it. I hope you have not. Do you all have little in your hands? You ate yours. You gave it away. Glory be to God. If you don't have, please get a little. No. One after the other children. Disciples. Right? Make sure you have little in your hand. Everybody have a little in your hand? Make sure you have a little. That's why I said this is not just a message, please. We are not joking. Make sure everybody has something little in their hands. Doesn't matter even if it's a crumb. Okay, hold it in your hand. No, sit down. Hold it in your hand. Oh, you have more than little. No, you should have it in your hand. All right. Oh, he doesn't have one. Okay. This is what Jesus did. He took the little 7 loaves, little small fishes, and he gave thanks. He eulogioed. It means to praise God for that little. It means to invoke God's blessings on that little. So anytime you have a little in your hand and you have a big problem, take the little, praise God for it, invoke God's blessings on it, and ask God to use that little for his glory. It means, Lord, this is the little I have. I recognize it cannot solve. It's not enough to meet my challenges. But I'm invoking your blessing. I am separating. It means to consecrate. I'm separating this little for your use. For example, you have a debt of £5,000. And what and all you have is £5. Or even 5p. Let me magnify the problem. You take the 5p and eulogio that 5p. You ask for God's blessings upon your 5p. You invoke God's blessings upon that 5p. You consecrate that 5p. Say, Lord, I am separating this to you. Use it for your glory. This is all I have. Now, please settle down quickly because I don't want you to miss the next thing. The next thing Jesus did after giving thanks was what? Please go back to eulogio, is Y-U-L-O-G-E-O, not E-U, not eulogy. Okay, right. Let's go back to Mark chapter 8, verse 6. Jesus took the insufficiency, the little that was not enough, but that was all that was left. He eulogioed. He gave thanks. And the Bible said, what was the next thing he did? He broke it. That word break there, literally, he shattered it. He turned it into crumbs. Like this. We all have bread. We all have eaten bread before. Do you know bread is make? You know what bread crumbs are? Do you know how many crumbs you can get from a loaf? Do you know you have more crumbs than you have one loaf when they are together? It's the many crumbs that make up that one loaf. So he broke it. He shattered it. In other words, what you are doing after you invoke God's blessings upon the insufficient you have is to, Lord, I give it to you, scatter it. Scatter it. Do you know what that is symbolic of? Lord, I am not depending on what I have. I am depending on you to use the little I have. And Lord, multiply it. He gave thanks. He broke it. Excuse me, when you break a whole bread and turn it into crumbs, the bread is no longer attractive. It's not crumbs you want to eat, is it? It's a sign of surrender. Lord, I just surrender it to you. Use it for your glory. Scatter it. I'm not relying on what I have, but I'm relying on you to use the little I have for your glory. Please note that it is for His glory. That is what happened there. Anytime you are confronted, there's a key God is handing over to you. The key of eulogio. The key of thanksgiving. When you learn to give thanks, I'm not talking of the one we cajole ourselves to do. You know what? The Bible says in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ. Anyway, I will give thanks. They said I should give thanks. They said we should do 100 days of thanksgiving. I wake up every day and give thanks. Do you understand what you are doing? Now you have the understanding. The give thanks there means this is the little I have. It can't meet my problem. But Lord, I'm asking you to invoke your blessings upon the little. And Lord, I'm giving it to you. Scatter it. There and then, Jesus did that twice in two different places. You have been given a medical report. Take the medical report and eulogio. You have been given a sack letter. Your bills are high. Take the sack letter and eulogio. Lord, I ask you to invoke your blessing. I'm not even relying on what I was earning before the sack. But Lord, use this situation for your glory. That is what it means. And that's why Jesus did it twice. The Bible says once God has spoken, twice have I heard. When we see the Lord do one thing twice, it's for emphasis. I grew up with a father who will always repeat things. I used to get angry. I've heard it before. Why are you saying it again? Excuse me. Take heed. Not just what you hear. How you hear it. So that the next time you are hearing it, you are not angry. No, I've heard it before. Is it not Genesis? I've heard it before. Is it not Psalm 23? I've read it before. What is it you... Is it not Love Assembly? I've been there before. Is it not another new year? Excuse me. You've not been in 2019 before. And God is giving you a key. It's called the key of thanksgiving for your fruitfulness and multiplication this year. The doctor have told you, as far as this womb is concerned, you can never have a baby. Take that little womb and the doctor's report, and Eula Geo. Can we rise to our feet, everybody? The little you have in your hand now is symbolic of whatever challenge you have. Give it a name. Come on, go on. Give it a name. Give it a name. Give that little you have, that crumb, it is the challenge you are confronted with. The solution to that challenge is you using that key. A key is useless if you don't use it. Use that key today with the understanding. Please, children, we are all giving thanks right now. I want you to focus. Thank you for those reading the scripture. Please go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. It's symbolic. That's why I said don't eat it. Bless it. What is the little challenge? I mean, what's the little you have? What's the big problem confronting you this year? God has just handed you the key. Use that key. Use that key. Use that key. Please open your mouth. Thanksgiving is expressed. Expressed. You don't say thank you to somebody with your mouth shut. They don't know what you are saying. A leper, only one leper, came back to Jesus. 10 lepers were healed. Maybe they were grateful, but they didn't come back to say it. It was after that one said it that he was made whole. Every other thing happened for that leper. The tomb of Lazarus was sealed 4 days dead. The Bible says Jesus stood there. He used that key. Eulageo, he gave thanks. Please lift up your voices today. Please, can you give us some background music? We're going to thank God for a few minutes. We are going to go on and thank God for a few minutes. I will stop us after 3 minutes. Please just give us a background. Please, children, whatever you can thank God for. I know you are young, but I want you to open your mouth and be part of this. Thank God for your parents. Thank God that God will give them everything they need. Children, when you pray for your parents, God hears you. So pray for your parents right now. Come here, Daniel. Come here. Stand here. Felami, stand there. Start thanking God for your parents. Whatever you can thank God for. Nobody's left out. 3 minutes. Let's go. If you want to go aside to a space, that's fine. But begin to thank God for... You've got to be specific. It's the little you have in your hand now. It's that little medical report that has amplified a big problem. Lord, we invoke your blessing. We praise you. We ask for your blessings upon the little we have. Some of us don't have money. Lord, I thank you for every single soul in this church. I thank you for these children. Lord, I pronounce your blessing upon all these children. Bless them. Lord, bless these children. Bless their parents. Bless their mothers. Bless their fathers. Bless these children, oh God. Lord, I invoke your blessing upon your church. Though we are few, we're surrounded by your love. It doesn't matter, Lord. You can save with a few. I thank you for every member of Love Assembly. I thank you for 2019. I declare 2019 is very, very good. Very, very good. Very, very good. We bless you for all the negative medical reports. We thank you. We thank you for every womb that doctors have said cannot bear fruit. We thank you for that same womb you will use for your glory. We invoke your blessing upon everybody, from the crown of every head to the sole of the feet. We thank you for every little thing wrong. The doctors, every medical condition, use it for your glory. Lord, I consecrate my bank account and every penny in that account. Use it for your glory. Multiply. Father, thank you for this key. We unlock fruitfulness. We unlock multiplication. We remember these crumbs of bread and loaves. You will use the same for your glory. Thank God for your little child. Whatever even doctors have said is wrong with your child, let's bring our thanksgiving to a close. But it's just a principle. Take this key with you. The Lord hands over this key for your breakthrough. Use it. Please, everyone, lift up your hands. I want to declare. I say in the name of Jesus, throughout 2019, please, children, raise up your hands. Throughout 2019, you will give thanks. And you will always have cause to be thankful. All through 2019, you will not lack any good fruit. Your fruit will produce good seeds. And your seeds will reproduce after its kind. In this year, 2019, you shall be fruitful all round. You shall multiply. God Almighty shall send you rain abundantly in its season. This earth shall yield its fruit abundantly for you. Amen. You shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. Amen. You shall be evergreen. Amen. You shall bring out your leaves and fruits in its season. Amen. You shall never be barren again. Amen. You shall not cast forth your young again. Amen. I decree you shall not miscarry again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In this land you shall sow, and in this year you shall reap. Amen. You shall go forward. You shall become very great. Amen. This year 2019 shall be very good for you. Amen. This year 2019 shall be very good for all yours. Amen. The Lord surrounds you with favor like a shield. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. The Lord Jehovah make his face shine upon you. Amen. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace on every side. Peace which passes all understanding. Peace even in the midst of every storm that 2019 may bring. As you go through 2019, you shall be full of thanksgiving. You shall have every breakthrough. You have the key of thanksgiving. You will use it. It will unlock doors. It will unlock favor. It will unlock everything God has for you this year. The name of the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Elohim El Shaddai, be upon you. You are irreversibly blessed of the Lord. You are blessed all around in the name of Jesus. In thanksgiving, fruitfulness, and multiplication shall you spend the year 2019 to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, please lift up your voices and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank Him. Some of us have gone through fruitful process. Thank Him for the cutting. Thank Him for the pruning. Father, to you be all the glory. You'll be all the glory. I prophesy to you, you will have enough,
amen,
more than enough,
amen,
to overflowing,
amen,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will have excess.
Amen.
You will have more to give,
amen,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you release all that is left to God this year, it will multiply it.
Amen.
For his glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Please, before you sit down, this is prophetic. Please, disciples, you have one final work to do. Go around and collect the leftovers. So please drop your beads and thank God for overflowing. Yeah, go around. Just take it to them. Thank you, children. Please, as you are dropping it, it's overflowing. It's symbolic. Thank God for these wonderful disciples. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please, let's be seated. Please, the disciples are going around. They all ate, were filled, and they took up the broken pieces. Broken pieces that were left. And there were seven baskets.